California activists who are trying to save a giant oak tree suffered a setback Tuesday when a judge rejected their appeal to leave the tree where it is. Last week, police removed protester John Quigley from the 400-year-old oak tree in Santa Clarita, north of Los Angeles, where he had taken up residence. A developer who owns the property wants to widen a road that leads to a future housing development. The tree is in the path of the construction. The developer has agreed to a compromise proposal to dig up the tree and replant it nearby. County officials say the plan should satisfy both parties, but environmental protesters call it a death sentence. They worry the tree will die if anyone tries to move it. Tuesday, a judge sided with the developer, applauding the ideals of Mr. Quigley and his supporters, but rejecting their request to postpone the transplant. The judge said the widened road will help local residents and noted that the developer has promised to pay the cost of moving the tree. Bill Ratazzi is the president of the development company.
Well, I think the judge recognized that we have the right to remove this tree, and instead of doing that, we're going to move the tree. So I believe he felt that was going above and beyond, as do we.
The drama began November 1st when John Quigley climbed into the tree and urged the housing developer to reroute the road around it. The developer said that was too expensive. Over 71 days, Mr. Quigley spent most of his time atop a small platform high in the tree's branches. He attracted curiosity seekers, supporters, and some celebrities. When the activist and his supporters rejected the compromise offer to relocate the tree, developers built a fence around it and sued him for trespassing. Friday, a judge ordered Mr. Quigley off the property, and deputies removed him peacefully. Outside the courtroom Tuesday, the environmental crusader said he was not happy.
Clearly, I'm disappointed today, but it's a long campaign, and sometimes you have days like this.
The activist has asked local officials to hold a public hearing on the tree's future. Developers say they are making preparations to transplant the tree to a nearby park. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.